Lance Kendrick was on cloud nine. There was nothing, absolutely nothing, like walking out of a casino card room $600,000 richer. Usually, he let his winnings stay with the casino, but this time was different. He'd seen the perfect diamond engagement ring for Shania, and although he wasn't going to use anywhere near all of his winnings on it, he was definitely going to use a substantial portion of them to buy it for her. He thought about calling her, but it was 4:15 a.m. in Las Vegas, and he knew she'd be sound asleep and not too thrilled to be awakened, although if he told her about his winnings, that would probably take a lot of the sting out of it. He decided he'd wait until he knew she'd be up, getting ready for her last week as a cocktail waitress at the Las Vegas casino where she worked. Then she'd be joining him in Palm Springs. Lance was glad he'd decided to come to Palm Springs. Most of the casinos in Las Vegas, and a few other places, had expressed their feelings that he was no longer welcome in their casinos. Lance couldn't help it if he had an eidetic memory, which is a fancy medical term for someone like him who has a photographic memory. And he couldn't help it that it was as if he had a computer in his brain, a computer that not only remembered every card that had been dealt, but a computer that instantly calculated the chances of what card would be dealt next. Lance had first discovered his unusual brain condition and how it worked to his benefit in card games when he was in high school. He and some of his friends had played poker, and Lance had cleaned them out. Of course, cleaning out teenage boys meant that he won a total of $100. But that was the last time Lance ever walked away from a card game with that little amount of money. He'd begun to gamble seriously after high school, since some states had set the minimum legal age for gambling at 18. His parents had desperately wanted him to go to college, but he knew he could make more in a few months than he'd ever make with a college degree, and so it had begun. The next few years were spent going from one casino to another. He went down the East Coast as himself, but when the casinos began to ID him, he reversed and went up the East Coast, wearing various kinds of disguises. When he was no longer welcome, in disguise or not, at the East Coast casinos, he started to frequent the Midwest casinos. And so it went, casino to casino. He kept traveling west, having worn out his welcome in Las Vegas, Reno, and other well-known gambling venues. It had been several years now, and Lance was gambling on the West Coast, mainly at the California Indian casinos, of which there were many. Being a pragmatic man, and knowing that his welcome would be up at some point at those casinos as well, he'd begun to research the casinos in Hong Kong and Macau. He decided that's where he and Shania should be married. That way, none of his family would be able to attend the wedding, and given their thoughts on his choice of an occupation, it was probably just as well. When he was playing cards, he had no appetite, but now he was starving. People who saw him win big probably thought he celebrated with a huge filet mignon and all the trimmings. But the truth was, at heart, he was still just a little boy from a small town in West Virginia. A peanut butter and jelly sandwich with chips and a big glass of milk was all he wanted. Lance was in his hotel room and had just taken his first bite when he heard a knock on the door. He looked through the security peephole in the door and recognized someone from the card game at the casino. He opened the door and said, "Hello." The person standing on the other side of the door was holding a bottle of champagne and said,
"Just wanted to congratulate you on tonight's winnings."
He extended his hand to shake Lance's hand, and Lance automatically gripped the person's handshake. The person turned around and hurried away, closing the door on Lance, who had slumped to the floor.